Reacting to the ultimatum by Gutta and the importers and exporters, a labor expert, Austin Gummer, said it beats his imagination that the various associations seem to be coercing government to give in to their demands. Mr. Gummer said the recognized bodies could have approached the Ministry of Trade and Industry for explanations if they feel their businesses were being negatively affected. He told Radio Ghana that Ghana is a member of ECOWAS, therefore it is wrong for Gutta to call a news conference and issue threats for the ECOWAS tax, which was unanimously fixed to be scrapped. He spoke to George Ankra.
It is not the best thing to do in a country like this. When there is an issue and it's of concern to people who think that they do not understand the reasoning behind the decision that has been finalized, Gutta, for instance, come under Ministry of Trade. So it makes sense for Gutta to go to their ministry and sit with the minister. Perhaps the minister may extend invitation to the Minister for Finance and the tax expert to enable them to sit around and have further insight into why they did what they did. Indeed, we elect governments to rule. Even though they are not supposed to rule us with iron fist, it is always appropriate that in the unlikely event of any decision that does not appear to sit well with any group of people, those group of people do not arrogate to themselves an authority to coerce. They rather tend to become the policemen of the country and coercing the government of the day and giving them ultimatum and pressurizing them. And I don't want to believe that these things have anything to do with politics. No, they are seeking to protect their economic and social interest. So it is not about politics. So I am also speaking from that angle that they are genuinely seeking to protect their economic and their social interest. But in doing so, there is a better way of doing it than organizing press conferences and speaking aloud and making the whole world to look as if Ghanaians are people who don't know how to follow rules and procedures. There are rules and procedures that govern any form of concern that people have to be addressed. So I want to urge Gutta to engage. If they are unable to do it themselves, they should find a consultant to assist them. But for them to come out publicly and say they should scrap ECOWAS tariff, we don't speak like that in public because Ghanaians are part of the ECOWAS parliament. Both people in opposition and in government are part and parcel of the ECOWAS parliament. And if ECOWAS came out with all the experts and this is what they think that is appropriate at this point in time. It took many, many, many years for the European Union to get to where they are. We should learn to exercise maximum restraint by the way they are going about it, speaking as though, whereas their economic and social interests are paramount, it shouldn't be personal interest at all. So I plead with them to exercise restraint so that they can lay bare their concerns and through the tax experts for them to be able to sit around, for them to be explained to the reasoning behind the decision they have made. And